The Sabbath Shara Tshuva Perek Test. The question is, can you do tshuva from all averis or not? So he starts by saying, we have to break it down to two categories. There are averis that are only against Hashem, ben adam ha-makon, ke-kachesh be-lekim, denying Hashem, chas v'shalom, v'amachshava yisaroetz, bad thoughts, v'amatzpunim ha-roim, bad inner attitudes. When a person doesn't have the right, the whole attitude system is off. Lavin shebechevis halvavis, other averis that are more in the mind and heart. V'harbe mechevis ha'ivarim, as well as other averis that are even done with the body, but ashel layachmais ha'choyte behem kim im nafshoi, but which affect only himself, they don't affect other people. And the one issue involved is that he has sinned against Hashem. What we call Bein Adam L'Moka. Okay. Now, Min Hasheni, the second category is Avoyne Shebein Adam L'Chaveroi. Kumen Adam L'Chaveroi, right? Ve'im sheyesh ben inyin min yonei arov ha'chomos l'bnei Adam. And this involves things that constitute offenses toward people, in begufam, in bemavina, whether physically, money, or bezichra, or in the way you talk about them. When a person does one of these averis, he's combining his sin against Hashem im chamosay ibnei adam, with a sin against people. Now, an avera that's done between, it's just between a person and Hashem. Min adam lamokayim, titochin lo yatshuva mehem. There, tshuva is certainly possible. Vaydenu b'chayim, when is the deadline for doing tshuva? As long as you're still alive, you still have the possibility. Yisheyisar lekitzuay. As soon as you really take heart of the fact that your performance is wanting, and you decide that you make the efforts to turn back and make your way back toward Hashem, away from the Aver. And part of what this warrants is, when you're doing the tshuva, you want to do the tshuva that corresponds to the avera you did, if you can. Meaning here we're talking about another enhancement of tshuva, to try to do, well, some of these are basic, but some of these are more enhanced, to try to do tshuva by doing actions that are going the opposite direction of the avera you did. What we call tshuva hamishko. I mean, not just to stop doing the avera, and to do the vidui and the charata, but also to actually take measures to actively move in the other direction. What does this mean? Shem yachet b'chavis alvavus. Like, for example, if a person had a chet of the mind or heart, kalev hara, bad heart, okay, v'machshava hara, bad thoughts, v'netirah v'akinah v'asinah v'ademilizim, or let's say a person bore grudges, envy, hated other people, etc. So tshuva mimenu, u'yaliyos v'atov asalev. What you want to do there is to really work on your heart, not just to avoid the negative things, but to try to introduce positive feelings into your heart. You have to be working extra hard on avatzotev libnei adam, la mechila lehem. You want to be looking to try to develop a feeling of empathy toward other people, of affinity toward other people, to try to develop more of an easygoing attitude toward other people. I want to be pulling my heart in the other direction. If the Aveira is with a limb, a physical limb. Whether you ate something that Hashem said not to eat, or Aveira is in the realm of Tznius, or if a person was Mechal Shabbos, or swore falsely, so it's good to try to make tshuva endeavors in that very realm. With the goal being not just to do exercises of self-control, but the goal of it is I'm taking these measures in order to be getting myself closer to Hashem. So for example, a person had done, let's say, he'd been Mechal Shabbos Chas V'Shalom. So now, to be taking on extra measures of Kavod Shabbos, let's say. Of course, he's stopping Mechal Shabbos. That's basic, right? So I'm talking about this person should make a project out of Shabbos. Make a project out of Shabbos, try to find various enhancements in order to mamish be moving in the opposite direction. Extra Hidurim in Shabbos. To be Mechabed Shabbos extra. Whatever ways might be relevant. Eating, right? Person sinned through food. So here, the tshuva might be to take extra measures when it comes to food, to be extra machmir when it comes to kashrus, to find various special hidurim kashrus, or perhaps to decide, I'm going to cut down on a certain treat, something that I usually like, even when it is kosher, because I want to train myself that I can't just have everything I want. So the idea is, he's saying, it's kind of like adding a clause that he hadn't been discussing up till now in terms of enhancing one's tshuva, is to actually find measures to take that move in the diametrically opposed to the avera that he did. Yes, okay, right, that's right. To learn halachas of Shabbos is definitely a very chashuv tshuva for Chilul Shabbos, yes. All this is possible for a person. How, like we said before, what's the deadline for such tshuva? So, well, as long as you're still alive and your mind is still working, you can still do it. The tshuva is still possible. As long as, not just that, you know, let's say a person was Mechal Shabbos, and then, you know, as he grew older, he's ailing, finally, he slipped into a coma, Chas V'Shalom. Now he's not being Mechal Shabbos anymore. He says, well, I'm alive, I stopped being Mechal Shabbos. No, that's not, there's nothing conscious there. The idea is, K'shu Mechavin L'Tshuva, when your aim is to do tshuva, and the mind is, and the heart is a very important part of this. L'Tahir Nafshe Me'avoyna Yitzel Boyoy. And what your goal, what you're thinking is that I want to purify myself of the dirt of the Aveira in order to be more presentable to Hashem. Okay. And this Chacham said, Mishlei, if you became wise, your wisdom is to your own benefit. Meaning if you suddenly, it really hit you that I have to be stopping this, that I have to make a change. This is not about doing Hashem a favor. It's really very much just about your own benefit. So that's as far as Averis of Bein Adam Lamok. He's telling us you apply all the tshuva that we've been discussing up till now, enhance it, by also taking active steps and measures in the opposite direction of the Aveira, through concrete actions that pull you, that are the opposite realm of the Aveira. So yes, there he's telling us unequivocally, tshuva, you have a clear path. Where does it get more complicated? But if you did an Aveira that is an offense toward Hashem and to people, there, tshuva can get more complicated because of various reasons. Now note, he didn't say you can't. He said tshuva can become more difficult. That's what he said. It becomes more complicated. Mehem, for example, shelo yimtza ha'oshuk, oishe yamus, oishe mekoy me'rochoik. For example, you can't get a hold of the person you hurt. Or if he died. Or he lives far away. And you have to get a hold of him in order to appease him. It becomes quite difficult. Or let's say you cheated someone in the past, and now you don't have that money anymore. You don't have the means of paying it back. If you want to really do tshuva, you have to pay the person. You don't have the means now. Another thing is that perhaps the victim won't want to be meichel you. Whether you harmed him physically or whether you spoke badly about him, he may not want to be meichel you. So again, you are stuck with something that's outside of your control. It can also be situations where you don't even know who you hurt. Or you don't know exactly how much you damaged them. You don't know how much you owe them. Like, let's say you did something at the expense of a whole neighborhood, a whole community, without knowing them. Let's say you took something from that was really allocated for communal use. You took it, you stole it, you took it away. You damaged something that the tzibur needed. You don't know who you need to ask mechila for now, who you wronged, how much. There are also situations where maybe you have it, but it's very difficult to extricate and give back. Like the example that Chazal give is a person stole a beam and built it into a house. Then Chazal actually made a special takana. I mean, really, you have to give back the beam. You decide you want to do tshuva, you have to tear down your home. There Chazal actually made a special takana that you don't have to do that, you just pay him the money. But there can be situations where you actually are mechuyev, and it can become very complicated. Okay, so that's one thing. That when it comes to averus of ben adam lachaveroi, tshuva can get much more complicated. Okay, we haven't closed the issue. He didn't say that it can't be done. We'll discuss soon what happens. He's just saying that realize that once you're talking about people, tshuva can become much more complicated. Okay, we're right in the middle here, but we'll stop here for now. Okay.